The Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 22. Men, brothers and fathers, hear you my defense which I make unto you now. And when they heard that he spoke in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept a more silence. And he said, I am truly a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. And also the high priest does bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brothers, and went to Damascus, to bring them which were there bound into Jerusalem, for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey, and was come near unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecute you me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute. And they that were with me indeed saw the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told you of all things which are appointed for you to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which lived there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. At the same hour I looked up upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For you shall be his witness unto all men of what you have seen and heard. Now why tarry you? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get you quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on you. And when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and held the coats of them that killed him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send you far from here unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto his word, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and ordered that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, are you a Roman? And he said, Yes. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum of money obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was freeborn. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, because he had bound him. On the next day, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bonds, and commanded the chief priest and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them.